Are you set to pray? We are going to rise up an opera for Nigeria. We are going to pray for Nigeria. Nigeria and Africa. I realize that Nigeria and Africa is pivotal in the move of God. Nigeria is one of the nations that God is raising new voices. Africa is one among the continent that God is raising young men and women that is going to send to all the nations. There is a heavy prophecy upon Nigeria and upon Africa, prophesied by people like Bill Hammond, Pi Elton, and this is not a lie. I get what I'm saying now. There has never been an avalanche of the rise of voices as is happening in Nigeria right now. But these voices will go down. They will go down if they are not supported by prayers. That is why the nation right now is being under attack and under siege. The devil don't attack something that is nothing. He attacks something that has something in it. Something that has value. There is a reason why the devil is after our nation. We must reclaim our heritage. So we are going to rise on our feet and pray for our nation. Whether you like it or not, you have prayed for yourself already. All the prayers you have been praying since that time, it was for yourself. Now, I come with a burden for Nigeria. I want us to pray for Nigeria and pray for Africa and beyond. That, oh God, whether the north, whether the south, whether the east, whether the west, we silence the voice of reckless wickedness. We silence the voice of wickedness in our land. We silence the voice of any beast that want to rise up and bring violence. Because somehow, it's as if those beasts are thirsty for blood. They are seeking and stretching for their hands to kill and to destroy. So we are going to rise up on our feet as we cry unto the Lord to help us to pray. Now my charge is over. And now it's time for us to engage the Lord to pray. And I trust God. I know the time will not be enough for us. I know many of us want us to contend to 7 o'clock. I can see from your face. You want us to really pray till 7 o'clock. So now is the time. And the funny thing about me is that we cannot pray and you are sitting. You are wrong. Why? Because you cannot sleep when you go to your office. When you go to your office, you sleep, they will sack you. Even if you are a gate man, you decide to deprive yourself of sleep to serve so that you can be given money. It's only church that people come and they sleep, they don't care. If you sleep in your office, they will sack you. When you come to sleep in the church of God, you are a liar. No one will sleep while we pray. Your lack of sleep is also part of the sacrifice, part of the prayer. Sometimes prayer is just being awake. Just wake up and just be awake. Be looking. You may be angry with yourself, but just be awake. It's part of the watch. The Bible says watch and pray. So if you cannot pray, please watch. Let it be that your eyes is looking like this. Now there is a way if a gate man is just, if you sit down and he's not looking, he may be sleeping. But just because you see him looking like this, you think the gate man is looking at you. He's actually sleeping. You can pass and he will do nothing. But because you see him looking like this, you will now start thinking, ah, this man is awake. He's long time gone. And that's how many of you have programmed yourself. You are looking at me, but yet you are sleeping. I know in the spirit. It's a formula. It's a nursing formula. Then the midwifery own is, you see, it will amaze you. Some of them have programmed their mouth. They are like this. Blah, 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 blah. But they are sleeping. That's how it works. I know all of it. We went for a prayer meeting. A guy, we were praying. Somebody fell under the anointing. I thought it was under the anointing. After 5 hours, the guy is still under the anointing. But the under anointing is still snoring. Oh, so you see, this groan is not from the Lord. With all the heavy shout, the guy was just snoring. Why do you have to deceive yourself that much? So when I say stand up, everybody stood up. We hold hands. We pray. And I realized there's a higher level of sleep. Somebody was still holding hands among us and he was sleeping. Don't let me. That's the problem. That's the problem. Bible says wild men slept. Many of you don't know you're under attack. I assure you're under attack. For 5 hours, you can watch. Do you know if you stop this prayer now, sir, this sleep will vanish in the eyes. Many of them will go and carry film and start watching. They can watch film from now to 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, they will go and bath and carry their clothes and just put clothes and they'll start going to their location. And they are still going, they are still watching some movie in the Kekenapek. and they are not sleeping. And you come to the place of prayer, you are sleeping. You are under attack. I'm telling you, you don't know. How can you gist for 5 hours and we come for prayer after 1 hour and not snoring? A spirit is after you. They are not too far from your village. So they are in the gate. They are the gate of your school. They are waiting for you. You thought you left the village. They are following you. They are all around. You have to cast them out. I'm assuring you. It's so worse. Ladies will carry novel. Novel. You will carry romance novel. And read it for 5 hours. You will not sleep. When you carry the Bible. In the beginning, God created. You are under attack. I'm telling you, you will not believe. You see, that's the problem. This Bible is not as big as some of the romance novels you read, some of the story books you read. The devil will always ensure your eyes is closed anytime the matters of destinies are discussed. You come to church, Papa is preaching for just 1 hour, you are snoring. Yet you gist with your friends for 10 hours. You now ask, is there no any more gist? Tell me new story. You're under attack. I'm telling you, that's why your life will never be relevant. You see? People can be looking at you like this, and yet they are sleeping. It's a mystery. I show you a great mystery. But this mystery will be broken this night. This night, many of you will not like me again. When you hear the name Philip Sefa, you say, no. Maybe next time, if you say, I'm coming again, many of you will remain at home. Because this night, is night vigil we put on Papo. Night vigil does not end by 2, it ends by 6. No witches and wizards go for meeting and end by 2. If you close by 2, that will be a problem. They come back by 6. A small child will join society today. He will fly today. Fly, and he's your neighbor. In fact, he's your brother. You are sleeping together with him. You cook food and you gave him last night. But at night, he turned to something. And you are there. Yet you are the prayer warrior. You have failed. That guy has serious realm. He has stature in the spirit more than you. And you are also under attack. Because if you are not under attack, you should have stopped it from flying. Do you know that? Your brother is flying at night. You are not flying anywhere. Yet you slept. You can't even remember your dream. Say, I forget the dream. You are still under attack. Because that is a dream that is supposed to change your life. Yet you forgot. And because the boy fly and went to their covo, he went and included your name. And they came with knife. They are trying to kill you. And yet you are sweating. They now press your neck. When it's remaining 0.3 seconds for you to die, they now leave you. They now call your pastor in the morning. Pastor, I want to die. Now they say pray. You cannot pray. You are what? You are the one that said it. You are under attack. I'm telling you. So many of your brothers and sisters, they have rank in the spirit more than you. 2 years, 3 years, they are in secret society. But you have not joined Holy Ghost society. You have not joined anyone. Anyone. So they carry your fine face like this. With all your fine face, they carry out. Go give Babalao. Babalao look at you and say, I don't like you. Typhoid, malaria. You now enter to hypertension. Small girl like you have hypertension. Before you know it, you just die just like that. Lack of prayer can cause many things, I assure you. You can rebel against the devil. You can. But many more times, while men slept, they ensure you should sleep. So that when you sleep, they cannot attack you. No attack will come upon you if you are not sleeping. That's why those witches and wizards that don't sleep, they wake up at night. We are closing night vigil by 2. While they are just starting. They just started at 12. It's now they are still flying. Some of them, they are even still waking up to start going for the meeting. They are stretching their wings. They are They are passing here. Passing. They pass your house. They not drop something small. You not have some bad dream small. They just touch your head small while they are going. Because you are not praying. You are under attack. But when you begin to pray, as you are praying, as he's passing, it's like a bullet will shoot him. He will fall down. But this night, no witches and wizards will go for meeting within this vicinity. Because me and you will stop them this night. We will stop them this night. Are you angry? Are you part of them? We will stop you this night. Papa has given me the authority. We will stop them this night. And everywhere they have put your name, today is the day. Whether we pray for 5 minutes, we are going to pray violent prayer. Everywhere their plans must shatter. I'm telling you. But you must be willing to rise up and pray. Not to allow them to make you to sleep. Is that okay? Where is Papa? I will need all the escorts. The escorts are the most spiritual of any fellowship. Is that not true? Now we say if anyone is sick, you should call for the elders. Escorts are the elders. So that they can lay hands on us and pray for us. Is that not true? So we need the escorts first. Then others. Is that okay? If you are at ESCO, come and join me. You too, you are anointed. Papa, anyone that does not come here as an ESCO, you are removing his ESCO and giving it to a goat. At least a goat is more anointed than him. ESCOs. Papa, we are going to pray. Mama, where is Mama? Nobody is going to sit down. Please lock that door. Lock it. Lock it. You can watch film for 10 hours. You will not go and urinate. But when it's church, you want to go out every time. You are under attack. I know that kind of spirit. Suddenly your bladder is now loose. It's a lie. This night, nobody died in the place of prayer. You will not die. All of you looking at me, you will not die. You will not die. We are praying till 7 o'clock today. You will not die. Sebi, you say it's night vigil. You too. Your time has finished. Off it. It's time to pray. Lock that door. Lock that door. Are you expecting anybody again? This is already too late. All the people that were invited for this meeting, their grace time has passed. Please, we don't want anybody to go out from that door. If you go out from that door, you don't want to know the prayer will pray for you. Now is the time for us to pray. Everybody, you are automatic ESCO. Come here. Senior friend, come and stand with me. Me too, I'm a senior friend. Do you know what it means for you to graduate and still remain in God? That makes you really anointed. So she has tried. Some of you, after you graduate, we hear that you are in party halls. We hear that you are skelehu and diblehu. So she has tried. Everybody, rise up on your feet. Now it's time to what? To pray. You will not die. Do you know that? Anybody that sit down when we begin praying, me personally, I will come and carry you. Thank God I am eating food today. You don't understand. There is no sitting down again. We are going to pray till 7. When it's 7, everybody go and wash his eyes. We'll go to our location. You are looking good already. If you go like this, the glory of God will cover you.
Can you still be on this instrument and be praying? Is it possible? Can you still be on this instrument and be praying for us? So, but you have to be praying. Mentors, you are going to be on that drum. Exclus, the ones that have been on mic, I saw you on mic before. The ones that, anyone that has not been on this mic, please. Because it's not only me that will pray. All of us will pray. You are not here to suffer me. All of us must what? Please, mount the mic. You are not going to die. Nobody has ever died in the place of prayer. It's a lie. Prayer has never killed anybody. Eh, sister? Prayer knows the kill. Uh-huh. Prayer doesn't kill. Is it true? Uh-huh. In case if you die, we'll lay hands and bring you back. But if he lay hands on you, if you refuse to come back to life, we'll look for cold water and pour on you. If you refuse to come back to life, we'll pour you from Ali. If you refuse to come back to life, we'll just look for somewhere around here, we'll bury you. We'll go and tell your parents that you died in the place of prayer. They should be happy. You are the first to die in the place of prayer. It's a good thing. Eh? You're angry with me. I'm sorry. Are you ready to pray? Today, this world will tell you it is tired. This world you are hanging on. My friend, you are the one that prayed that time. Are you the one? Kai, I like you. This man is my friend. Hela la hela koko. This one, I'm folding your hand like this. Kai, oh my God. There is different prayer posture. See this one. Is that your prayer posture? Don't worry. Me, I just want you to pray. When you have enough time to pray, you don't pray prayer point. Prayer point stop after 5 minutes. This one is not prayer point. Where's my leader? I don't have prayer point. What's your name again? Eh? Godia. Godia, she used to give them 10 minutes. Me, I don't have prayer point. We are going to start praying now until when the Lord comes. If the Lord pass 7 o'clock, we thank the Lord. If the Lord pass 8, we thank the Lord. It will amaze you that we will freeze this time. Time will stop. We will remain here for the next 100 hours. And you will not die. Is that your prayer posture? You never go anywhere. Yeah, yeah. Think of Jesus now. Eh? Oh, you are like. Can't believe this. And these are the leaders of tomorrow. See, even if you join secret society, they will never allow you to rest. Even if it's devil you want to serve. I have served the devil before. I was in society before. You cannot rest. God is taking us to rest too much. You must. What's the problem? You have leg issue. Car. The prayer point is simple. Lord, make my life relevant. God, make my life relevant. You see, you are praying for yourself. You are not praying for me. None of you here will even want to pray for me. You see, that's the problem. One thing about prayer is, I told you, obedience is better than sacrifice. You are thinking it's me. It's not all about me. Me too, I'm standing. You see, me too, I'm standing. The beauty of prayer is the sacrifice. If it's not costing you something, it's not prayer. You want God to answer your prayer, you must make sacrifice. You have started sleeping and standing already. There is grace for you. So can you open your mouth and begin to pray? Pray in any language, you know. But in case you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you can come to the front. Your escorts are here. They will fill you with the Holy Spirit. In case You are not filled with the Holy Spirit. Once you feel the Holy Spirit, come to your school here. But peradventure, you already feel the Holy Spirit. Please, can you open your mouth? Open your mouth and begin to pray. It is a life with you. We come to pray, not to talk. I just give you a little chat so that you can pray. But please, open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Ask the Lord to help you. Ask the Lord to help you. Let all those mics be on. I want to hear you people pray. I want to hear you pray. I want to hear you pray. Shiba bala na kaba skaba kaba bala tu le kaba kwa skaba na dila kaba kaska dia. Kaba bala i kaba bata bata baba bala tu la da baba kwa skaba da baba bala tu la baka kaska bala dia ska. Rabata. Can you hold your hands of your neighbor? Hold your hands of your neighbor. At least, if your neighbor is weak, you can transfer some strength to your neighbor. Please, you need to pray. Please, I'm begging you now to pray. I'm begging you. If we don't pray today, we will pray tomorrow. Any prayer we refuse to pray today, tomorrow we pray it. Yes. That's the challenge. Then you come for us tomorrow. When you come, you want to help us in the prayer today. Shabada kababas kabala kalabakai. 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 Shabada fellowship. Pray for your mother. Pray for your father. Pray for your sister. Pray for your brothers. Pray for them. Pray for them. Nothing may happen until we pray. Nothing may happen. Nothing. The devil will be strong until we begin to pray. The devil can lose strong. When we begin to pray, he becomes powerful. Why are you to act? Why are you to act? The Lord is Amen. You can be one of them. You can be one of them. Don't say you are prayerless. No. How do you feel? How do you feel? That devil in your family must go down. That darkness in your life must go down. That failure in your family, failure in your academy, failure in your life, that hope is need to change. Your life must rise. Refuse to be a backslider. Change your family if you pray. Things will change in your life if only you can pray. I know it will change. I know. Banaba Pasebo, Abata Baskabate, Abata Baskabe, Abata Baskabaladia, Abata Kabasa, Abata Basko pray. We need revival. We need revival in our life, in our family, in our campus. It can only come when we pray. Abata Bepase, Abata Bakwana Balata, Abata Balabasa. Ask the Lord for new fire. Ask the Lord for new glory. Ask the Lord for new grace. Your womb is for prayer. Your mouth is not only for Jesus. Your mouth is only for prayer. I know you can pray. Refuse to be prayerless. Don't allow the devil to cheat you by sleeping. Don't allow the devil. When you are praying, prayer looks stupid until when the result comes. Prayer looks stupid until when the result comes. Pray for your family. Pray for your brother. Pray for your sister. Pray for your mother. That sickness can change. I assure you, can change. Pray for your life. They say no one can marry your family. It's a lie. As long as you can pray, you change. They say everybody must be sick. It's a lie. Banaba waleko, abaya kwaba, abaya kwaba, abaya kwaba, abaya kwaba, arabana bakwana, arabana bakwana bana, arabana bana babo, arabana bakwana, arabana bakwa, arabana bana. School of nursing, pray. We are crying for a revival. We are crying for our awakening. We are crying for a generation to rise. A strong generation. A mighty man. Yes, you will rise. Yes, you will rise. Let that power of darkness be broken in your life, in your family. That cycle of failure, that cycle of carryover, that cycle of delay. Akapakapa, ebelekwabe, ebelekwabe, ebelekwabakwa, akapakapakwabe, ebelekwabakwa. As the Lord for you, please. as the Lord from Israel. I assure you, no one cried to the Lord and remained the same. You may look stupid, but God will come to your rescue. He will come to your rescue, I assure you. If you are not praying, you are cheating yourself. If you are not praying, you are not cheating me. You are cheating yourself. How do you want to be that prayer woman? How do you want to give that to children that can pray? A woman that can pray. The Lord needs women that can pray. Nababana babaskaniate. Ahabana babana babuske. Manabana paske. Manabaska batwa. Manabaska ba. Anabana babaska. Anabana baska. Anabaska banadia. Anabana babaska. Anabana baska. Anabana paska. Your roof is from prayer. Anabana babwa. Anabana babaska. Anabana babadia. Anabana baska. Anabaska banadia. Anabana babadia. Joshua Salma is a man like you. The only difference was that he prayed. Ben Sidaosa is a man like you. The only difference was that he prayed. Patrick Kuma is just a normal woman like you. The only difference was that she prayed. Maria Udonita is a woman like you. But the difference is that she prayed. Kenneth Hagin is a man like you. The difference was prayer. Aaron Osai is a man like you. The difference is prayer. If you can pray, God will make you to become a difference. Fire!
Oh, Thank you.
your capacity. Lord, it's enlarging. It's enlarging. It's enlarging. That you may contend more. That you may grow more. Where it has, let me make you grow more. We need to grow more. We need to carry more. I saw in the spirit a veil open. I saw in the spirit a veil, it was tear open. A very big veil. It came as a cloud and it covered us. And I saw it tear. And the Lord said, new dimension of my glory is being revealed upon the lives of men. Men shall carry a new ornament of beauty. A new ornament of glory. The glory of the Lord will reveal to you. The power of the Lord. The wisdom of the Lord. You shall be a carrier of the power. Many of you were anointed this night. I saw a heavy, a strong anointing come upon you. A strong anointing. And the Lord said, many of you, things that have not worked before, hit up in your life, are going to take a new shape by the power of the anointing, by the new glory. You are going to see breakthrough in your academics, breakthrough in your businesses. That sickness, that disease is vanished away. The Lord is bringing healing. Healing to your body. Healing to your body. Lord is healing you. Healing you. There's coming a healing. A healing. You are going to be a strong carrier of the presence and the power of the Lord. In this day and time, your classes are going to burn with fire. They are going to burn. They are going to burn. You will speak for words. And men and women will be convinced. We will decree a thing that it will be established. The Lord visited you tonight. The kingdom of the Lord cometh. The kingdom of the Lord cometh. Out of the fellowship of Moses' students. Out of the fellowship of Israel's men. Foxes of Samuel. Foxes of Samson will rise. That sickness is healed. I rebuke that sickness. I rebuke that disease. In this atmosphere of the glory, you can take yourself, you are healed. Take your body. Any sickness you came here with is gone. It's gone. Because the Lord is here. Check yourself. Any sickness is gone. Life from this night. in your prayer. That's the last thing I do anywhere I go. I just pray men and women that are willing to pray at least 2 hours every day. Just 2 hours every day. The Lord need your prayer. Nothing will change until you pray. You can see. Spirit of prayer and supplication. You will return back from this place in a new body to pray. A body. You will be the one. You will weep. You will cry. But the Lord God will continually visit you. You will not be a waste to your generation. No. No, lift his eyes. No man rise. No man rise. New voices rise. I see the rise of new voices. New voices.
Thank you. restless until the kingdom come. May our life be restless until the kingdom come. May we be restless until the kingdom come. Until the kingdom come, we will never be restless. Let our life be absolutely restless until the kingdom come. And may the spirit of prayer be installed upon us. May the spirit of prayer be installed upon us. The hunger and thirst for God. May God bless us. And may He prepare this table before us in the presence of our Lord. May God mount the wings upon us to fly. And give us the eye that get out of an evil. We shall have the heart of a lion. Until we bring His kingdom come. Until His kingdom come.
Go ahead and lift up your hands. Shakapada do supra head. Yahatapani do sapali had yashkatia. Abani no sapri skataba hadiana mahashkatabatia. The Lord said He's raising 6 people with the anointing of Esther. I don't know who. We ask the Lord and He will locate you for us. Ibana no savahanash hadabini no havres katia tabini hadabahadash. Holy Ghost. You said You will raise them with our anointing. Help us locate them. Help us locate them at the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. Holy Ghost, touch. 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 Let the one person be located, O Lord. Touch. Begin to touch. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Touch, touch, touch. Touch, touch, touch. Holy Ghost, touch, touch. Basata padiko sata vini namahatash katabidia tatalina. Ibaruto safanine menehava sata vini yidikapala hadash. Ibenena haampali hatoveni hapali atash. Holy Ghost, locate them. Touch, touch, touch them. Touch, touch, touch. You begin to locate them. Touch, 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 touch. Amanino sapaniha ina. I shall let the Esther be arise. Arise, O Esther. Arise, O Esther. Let the Jael be arise. Arise, women that will come forth their generations. Women that will pray forth their generations in the place of prayer. That they will confess that if I die, I die. But if only by the name of the Lord and His kingdom be established. Holy Ghost, locate them. Touch. Let the rest of number 2. Number 2, touch. Locate the person. Touch, touch. I see the Holy Ghost embracing somebody. He's embracing a lady. She's wearing blue. Holy Ghost, I don't know who that person is. Locate him and embrace her. Touch her. Let your hand come upon her. Mightily than never before. Ibaneno sakambini hatavieska padiatosa. Ibarupeska palinda rambaliatwa sabanash. Aribene na habarakatwaska padiatash. Rababu benikai na habarindo sabinante. I barutes kampara tua tivinaka. I bere na namanano savabriatis kabalediash. Rebene na masatabani hatobena hashkatadiash. I barutos kabaniata tabanandes katabadash. If you are a lady here, can you place the right, your right hand on your belly? Can you place your right hand on your belly? The Lord said He wants to raise women. In the order of Anna, the prophetess, they that will pray their generation into the kingdom, they will pray their generation into the peace of the Lord. If you are a lady, place your right hand on your belly as I pray with you. Holy Spirit, I ask, where are the intercessory mothers of the generation? That which you have shown me, O Lord.
cause their womb to begin to cut on fire. Let it be on fire. At the count of three, Holy Ghost, at the count of seven, begin to touch them. Begin to touch them. Begin to touch them. Let the harness be risen. Let the Simeon, the prophet Simeon, be arise again. At the count of seven, Holy Ghost, one. Holy Ghost, two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Holy Ghost, touch them. 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 I curse the hunger in your bed. Let it rise. Let it rise. Someone is feeling like someone is jacking your womb. He's jacking your womb. He's jacking your womb like someone is drawing it. Holy Ghost, touch. Let it come higher. Let it come stronger, stronger. Stronger upon that person. Stronger upon that person. Stronger upon that person. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Jesus. Can you be still if you can? Just be still. You have prayed too much. You have prayed a lot. You have prayed much. Can you just be still? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Be thou glorified. Be thou glorified. I don't know who that person is, but as we are praying, as Apostle was leading us to pray, the Lord showed me that there is a lady, I don't know. I saw a serpentine spirit. And the Lord also showed me that someone here, I don't know if you are here, if the lady is here, that you dream, in your dream you see serpents like snakes. If you are here, if there is somebody with that kind of... If everywhere lift up your hands as I leave the stage. Can you lift up your hands, everybody? I pray with you, Holy Spirit. Jesus. This lady. Who is this lady? This lady, is it in blue or purple now? I see a hand embracing you. This one here. I see a hand embracing you. I see a hand embracing you. And it's the hand of the Lord. Father, let it come upon her heavily, heavily. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, Lord, for these ones, there are still more that will come. I don't want to take our time. Just giving a few time. Father, Lord, for those that you want to take into the courtroom, that they will dwell with you. Father, the hunger you place in my life and the one that is yet to come, I release it upon them now in the name of Jesus. That one person that is about to take that healing anointing, any one person that you will pray for, the person will get healed. Father, I don't know who that person is, but Father, release it upon him in the name of Jesus. Release it upon him in the name of Jesus. Release. I see a mighty hand coming upon that person. I don't know why, like it's the night of the ladies, but Father, Lord, that lady, let her life from this night never remain the same again. Shababu bene hefele konska fria tapani and abuate. Ibundu scuparandi kafrias kapaliate. Anamasu zivinante. Father, those 12 people who are, those 12 persons that you said that you will call into your inner sections. The number of governors, you will rule. You will rule. You will stand as rulers. As rulers in this school. That because of your voice, as you stand to talk, that voice that you will echo, the school has no other option than to listen to it. Father, I don't know where they are, but Father, Lord, touch them. Touch them. Let that hand, let them not miss it. That let them not miss it. I see an eagle, and the Lord is saying, there is a prophetic grace in this house. I see a lion again. He's roaring. He's roaring. That lionic grace that is in this house. Oh Lord, Father, I don't know the person, but you know him better. Locate the person and let that person not miss it in the name of Jesus. You are blessed with the blessings of the Lord. You are blessed with the blessings of the Lord.
For your name will be exalted like the horns of a unicorn. Lastly, I see gate watchers. I don't know. The Lord is raising gatekeepers, watchers. I am one, that's why I don't know. Well, let me tell you, this is what watchers do. The Lord is raising them. Before the Lord will do anything in the territory, he will come to tell you, you are one. Father, as you make me watcher, a priest, Father, Lord, I anoint another priest. As you have unction upon me, I release it upon her. Take it in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, let them be risen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much for the patience. I know I was a little bit hard on all of you, but it's to the intent that, as the president read, that we all partake of the spiritual blessings apportioned unto us in Christ Jesus. And I know this is not the end of it. You don't close a service, it continues. In fact, sometimes where you stop is where God begins. So the journey just began. The journey from God begins from an encounter, which has just begun this night. I trust God that from this night, your life is going to take a new course, and you're going to move tremendously via an encounter into deeper places in Christ Jesus. We didn't die. The time we have apportioned has come, and it has. We didn't die. I actually intend to take you to 7, but while I look at some of you who faces, you may not like my name again. So in order for peace to reign, at least maybe I will stop now, but I will appear in your dreams and continue. So you may not even be able to sleep. So just wait for me. I'm coming. And so thank you so much. If I'm in the morning, I'm leaving for Abuja. I have other engagement. So you, I know you will go for maybe scale. You can go and rest. So, but nevertheless, thank you so much. I mean, I'm really happy being here. Thank you so much, the Escos. I'm so sorry for this stress. Mama, I hope you are forgiving me. Are you sure? The people are looking at me as if you just kill me like this. I refuse to die. Thank you so much for allowing me to stress all of you people. And I'm not always like this. I'm a very nice person. But when you come to pray, I'm just too serious. So thank you so much. I know that we are going to do better. Okay. Papi, beyond prophecy, beyond whatsoever, some of you may worry, we've not seen anything for you. I'm assuring you, in the atmosphere of the glory, anything you desire, God will do it. That's one thing I'm sure of. That's why you say create an expectation. The expectation, God will do it. Okay. So many things happen beyond what we can say. So thank you so much. I couldn't do much teachings, but in case peradventure, many of you have developed a culture of not listening to ministers. If I check your phones now, it's the bunch, Whiskey, P Square, and you want the glory of God to come upon you. It will not come. It's the glory of the bunch and Beyonce that will come. So please, go and get messages. There are so many ministers by voting in the body of Christ that educate people. Your pastor doesn't have a message on your phone. So it's wrong.